张张浩，我们的赵慧妈妈，妈妈我爱你。How are you all?
大家早上好。
Can you all stand up, please?
大家能够站起来一下，有一个小小的要求。
Find a mother, not necessarily yours.
来找一个旁边的一个母亲，不见得就是你的妈妈。
And tell her how special she is.
来告诉她，她对你是作为妈妈很重要。
We've got a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback, Mary. Al, there's a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback. Is Mary going to be working? Thank you. Oh.
谢谢大家。请坐。
Oh, come on, you stole my line. I know that one, Chen Zhou. Man, Jeff. It is, there's two of them. Do all you have any of those warehouse store memberships like Sam's Club or Costco's? You know, you got like that pocket full of cards that you belong to all these things.
我想问一下大家在座的是不是有那种像那个大型那个超市那种就像 Costco, Sam's Club, 还有多许许多多这样卡这样的 membership, 那这些卡你是不是把你的那个把你的钱包都撑裂了
Loyola University,
这个是 Loyola University, 这个老优乐大学的、
AAA,
那个车那个车险。
This one looks worn, but it's not used as much as it should be. This one's Bally's Total Fitness. So the Costco's has great deals, right? You can buy enough cereal to last for 3 years. Get those crackers that'll last till the next millennium. Get so much fruit that it dries up and fossilizes and turns into some kind of science project. But hey, you save all kinds of money. You know, you even purchase items sometimes that have no purpose at all.
有的时候你买东西甚至根本没有毫无目的，就是要买，就是要买。
Except maybe to entertain.
就是让你感到满足，让你刺激。
Check this one out.
看这个玩意儿，这个啊。这是一个小玩具。是的。
This little light of mine. Hold on. What we spend money on, huh?
有的时候我们花钱真不知道物有所值，为什么要花钱？这个玩具说的是法语，我听不懂。不用翻译。
Well, Sandy and I love that American Express card through Costco's.
Would you please tell your friend?
It's bye bye. He said bye bye.
Sandy 和我都有一张那个就是那美联通的那信用卡是 Costco 发出来的。
So we purchase goods, we receive credits, which translate into dollars, which we can collect every February.
所以说用这个卡我们每次购物的时候都有积点，积点的时候我们可以把它换成钱，换成时间，在每年的二月份我们要把它兑现。
And we don't have to spend the money only at Costco's. The card allows us to purchase anything from anywhere.
这个卡不仅用于 Costco, 在其他地方也适用。
It's an awesome membership.
这是一个非常好的一个卡。
And we love the benefits.
我很喜欢它的好处和它的福利。
And the requirements are really simple.
所以它的要求很简单，小小的。
Spend money.
就是花钱，花钱，花钱。
Sandy, my wife, loves that requirement.
我的太太这个丹比是钟爱这个基本上这张卡型的花钱嘛。
Yeah, frankly, I do too.
那平心而论，她也很喜欢。
Who doesn't like to spend money, right?
在这世道上，谁会不喜欢花钱呢？
Well, what other memberships do I have?
其他的，来让我看一下，其他的，我还有其他的那个会员的成分身份没有
？Well, when I was in high school, I was a member of the track team.
在我在初高中的时候，我是在田径队里面。
And that was a weird membership.
这很奇怪的一个会员。
Because I belonged to a group of people who met every day and ran in circles.
那我就每天和一群那个喜欢跑圈的人在一起，一上去就跑圈。
And seemed to go nowhere.And the funnier thing is that people would actually cheer and applaud for us. And just like most of you, I am a member of the United States. Franklin Roosevelt said taxes, after all, are the dues that we pay for the privileges of membership in an organized society.
然后那个屏幕上打上，他说那个弗兰克林罗斯福一针见血，来的爽快，就是加入任何有组织的社会，所你所得的好处就是交税。
Now I don't know about you, but I think the dues are getting higher and the benefits are getting smaller.
我不知道大家怎么样，我知道我的每年的税不停的飘升，然后我的那个好处呢，就逐年的跌降。
How many of you want to have a nice long talk with Uncle Sam about how expensive our country is getting?
大家要不要跟他三不大人讲一讲，跟他谈一谈这个我们都面对的一些这个问题。
So then I was reading about a really strange membership.
我在这个读文章的时候看到一个怪怪的一个那个会员的一个文章。
It's called the Disney Club 33.
它叫做迪士尼33俱乐部。
It's an ultra exclusive and expensive club.
它是极其排外的那个一个俱乐部，而且非常非常的贵。
They let you eat in this secret, semi-secret room in the New Orleans Square of the theme park.
它这能让你得到的就是说，在那个公园，迪士尼公园里面，在那个New Orleans的广场旁边一个很私密的、半私密的地方，你可以有一次可以吃晚餐。
It's the only place in Disneyland where you can drink alcohol.
对，在迪士尼乐园这是唯一一个地方，那个酒饮是提供的。
And you get to ride on this special train called the Lily Bell.
还有一点好处，一点点，就是坐一个小火车，这个小火车叫 Lily Bell.
And that's pretty much it.
这就是这点东西了。
Despite all these incredible perks, it has a cost.Of $10,000 for an individual membership.
就是为了这一点点的小的好处，入会会员的会员要入会会员费要10,000块钱。
And that doesn't even include the several thousands of dollars a year you have to pay.
每年你还要交每年的年费，差不多还有好几千块钱。
Now I guess if you're a big fan of the mouse,
如果你要是大老鼠的那个粉丝的话。
And maybe you don't think you can afford it right now, don't worry. As of 2007, there was a waiting list of 14 years to join.
Okay, 这个大粉丝的话，如果要是你觉得囊中羞涩、左手见金，你觉得不够钱的话，也不必大可不必担忧。在2017年截止的时候，排队要加入会员的人已经排了14年的时候。
And then there's the members of that.Unofficial club known as the Forwarders.
还有一个很白极无聊的一个那个俱乐部，这个俱乐部叫转发邮件的那个俱乐部，这不是一个正式的俱乐部。
You know these people. These are the ones that forward those stupid emails.
你知道这些是一群无所事事的人，总是发那些愚蠢的那个邮件。
The ones that say if you do this, you'll have good luck forever.
他就是说的，你如果要接着花很多人的话，那你就会有很好运，好运生出来。
Our photos of people doing really stupid, crazy things.
很多的那个很多图片都是一些很怪奇奇怪怪的。
So why is it that we join?
为什么我们加入一些会员
？Why do we become members?
为什么我们变成一些组织的就是会员加入这个组织
？The famous automobile.Magnate Henry Ford said, "Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success."
关于这个习性，就是人为什么爱凑群儿，为什么爱扎堆儿？那个福特公司那个老板，那个亨利·福特曾经说过，大家看那个屏幕上就说， 这种来到一起是开始，守在一起是个过程，在一起施工共事，这才是成功。
So this morning I would like to talk to you about church membership, its principles, its rewards, and its requirements.
就今天讲了这些事情以后，今天我们进入主题，主题就是讲我们教会的会员资格，它的原则，它的责任，它的好处。
But before we can understand church membership, we must first examine what it means to be a church.
所以这边有两个概念，一个是 church membership， 一个教会会员。首先要了解什么是教会。
So let's look at the scripture, and Jeff will read.
我看一下这个哥林多这个啊，哥林多那个前书第十二章十二到十二十一，大家跟我一起读好了。就是如果就如身子是一个，却没有不同的肢体，而且肢体虽然多，乃是一个身子，因为是
So the church is made up of many people.
所以教会是由很多人组成。
Different gifts,
不同才干。
Different contributions,
不同的贡献。
And different roles,
不同的位置。
The church has one goal,
教会有同一的目标。
One resolution,
一个心志，一个心愿。
All united,
团结一致。
Which God has ordained,
那上帝所恩高的。
And fashioned for His purpose and function.
所以我们所行所事应该以他的为主。
Thus using each and every individual and their gifts and talents to develop the whole.
用每个人的才智，每个人的能力，每个人的贡献，把一个多元的、一个综合的教会变成一个综合的一体。
And thus creating a church which is diverse and a church which is unique.
而且把这个教会建成一个多元的，但是又独特的一个团体。
We're going to read a lot of scripture this morning, so let's look at Romans 12, 3 to 8.
因为谈到教会，很多都是那个圣经上有很多教导。我们今天要读很多的经文。我们现在读的是罗马那个是十二三至八。大家注意一下，我把这个读一下，然后帮大家读一下，大家听一下就好。我所凭所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎公道。是，正如我们的一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不是一样的用处。五。我们这些许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联系作为肢体，也是如此。没有，按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或有说预言，或当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事，就当做专一执事；做或做教导的，就当专一教导；或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。好。
So.The church is built from within each individual through the Holy Spirit, and then each of these individuals are gathered together to form a whole being, a body.
教会是通过圣灵把所有的人联系在一起，把这个联系在一起的人，把它发展成一个合一的教会。
And the Greek word for church is ekklesia.
那个希腊语的那个教会是。
The English word ecclesiastic comes from this.
这个叫 ecclesiastic， 那个是圣文那个圣经里面有一个章节的，大家可以看那个。
And it means a gathering of citizens called out from their homes in some public place.
它这个这样的定义啊，定义一下，有这个是一个公民们，就是这样的合法的公民们，从家里面出来履行那个社会的义务，去在一起聚集这样的一件事情。
An assembly of Christians gathered for a worship in a religious meeting.
关于那个基督的事啊，这个基督的一个组织，一个团体，为了宗教，为了那个对神的敬拜， 大家而进行的一些聚会。
And then the whole body of Christians scattered all over the earth.
而且更为抽象的就是遍地全世界的遍地全地的主的身体。
So the church is not a building.
就是啊，教会不是教堂。
It is the people inside of the building.
而是堂中之人。
It is really the people inside of the faith.
应该说是信众之人。
The people who call Christ Lord.
这些人称主为神。
And the church belongs to one another as we all belong to Christ.
这是那个在教会里面每个人都是互相所属的，而且就像所属，我们之间的所属在直线上是对神之间的所属，这是同在性。
And the church is simply its believers, its followers, its disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord.
这是简而赞述。第二段说就是教会是耶稣的信徒，耶稣的跟随者和他的门徒。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
我们再看一段经文，这段经文是以弗所书二十九到二十二，我也把它因为比较短，我给大家读一下。就是这样，你们不再做外人客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，由耶稣基督为自己为方角石。各房靠他联合得合适，渐渐成为主的殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为主借着圣灵居住的所在。
In this letter to the people of Ephesus,
在这个保罗写给那个以弗所书的书中，
I believe Paul makes it pretty clear to us what a church is.
保罗把这个教会所一代表了什么？讲得非常清楚。
He proclaims that the church is the body of Christ.
但是这个教会就是主的身体。
The living, the breathing vessel in which the Holy Spirit of God can dwell.
是一个有灵有息，是一个活的器皿，在这个器皿中圣灵居住运行。
And shape, and use for His glory and His honor.
把这个教会做成一个形状，做成一个功能，为他所用，为了他彰显他。
The Church of Christ is a holy and sacred sanctuary.
就主的教会是一个圣殿，是一个祭坛。
And it's conjoined to make Christ famous.
就人在其中，教会其中，其主要目的是把彰显主与权势。
It is through our salvation and His grace. And His enduring mercy that we all may be saved.
所以是通过我们的救恩，通过他的恩典，所有的人都会得救。
Saved to serve, spared to care, and exonerated to execute His will.
为什么要得救？就是为了侍奉、传扬、执行他的旨意，这是我们得救的原因。
Saved to share.
我们得救是为了分享。
Spared to care.
去关心。
And exonerated to execute Christ's will.
传扬和执行他的旨意。
Their requirements.
这就是教会的责任。
Charles Spurgeon said, "The work of God's Holy Spirit begins with bruising. In order to be saved, the fallow ground must be plowed up."The hard heart must be broken, and the rock must be split apart.
在那个有个很好的那个传道家，在那个做美国的领袖父亲这个他反上很大巨大作用。他是这样说的，他是如此说的，就说的上帝的功是这样如此进行的，始于揉碎碾磨，是为了得救，在为了得救，荒蛮的田地就必须要耕耘耕犁。坚硬的心就要打破，而且顽石要分劈裂。
So the church is the people. However, who are the members, and what does God expect from each and every one of us?
教会就是人，是一群人。教会就是那些奉行神的旨意在一起聚会的教会的会友们。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
我们再看一段经文，大家跟我一起读，是那个《使徒行传》二四十二。好，开始好吗？就是都恒心遵守，彼此交心，彼此交心。 但是中文不一样。
So to be a member, there are quite a few things that happen in the life of each believer. Each believer is to do a few of the following. Follow the doctrine of the leaders. We're a Southern Baptist church. Pray and break bread together.
我们要有饼和杯的，饼和杯的礼。
Sell possessions and take care of the poor.
我们要那个接济贫困。
And continue daily in one accord at the temple.
所以每日在灵里，在神里面，一心一意，同心同意。
God has expectations for His members.You see, membership in the true Church of Christ has requirements.
对大家由此可见，在那个真正的教会的会员，他有他的职责，有对这些这会员的要求。
See, the world teaches that membership, you know, has all kinds of benefits.
就是大家所有的头上的这些的会员这些卡，都相对而来的有很多的福利。
If you have this card, you get points. If you have this card, it adds up to vacation points and mileage and hotel points, etc.
Okay, 这个卡可以赚点，就那个卡可以赚假期，那个卡可以赚飞行那个里程，然后有的时候还可以换成钞票。
Or you can sit in a big, large room with a very big mouse.
我看有的时候在那个迪士尼33那个俱乐部里面，如果你要喜欢。你可以坐在一个隐秘的屋子里和一个超大的老鼠一个平间相拥而坐。
However, with membership in the invisible Church of Christ, there is no benefit.
在这个组织里面，在这个无形的这个会员身份里面，没有任何福利。
Just requirements.
只有要求和知识。
Now I know what you're thinking.
知道你在想。
Wait a minute, Earl.
停止。
Membership in Jesus' church has no benefits. Well, you're going to hear a lot of pastors and preachers teach that salvation is free. And that it's a gift from God. Now, I believe that's true. However, I don't believe it's the whole truth.
但是我认为这没有涵盖全面。
Why?
为什么?
Because real salvation, true conversion, upon an authentic surrendering of your life, our lives, to Christ, our salvation cost us everything we have.
Okay, 在真正的完全的相互，真正的变成主的会员，真正的变成相信我们的主。在我们接受主的时候，进入会员的时候，我们已经交出了我们生命的所有，这就是在我们救恩的时候，我们所要付出的。
You see, membership in the kingdom of God requires a full commitment of all you have, all you are, and all you will ever be.
所以说，交托给主，这不是白白的，是你要付出你全身的所有，进入神国，进入他的会员，在入会费。是你全部的委身，是你所有的，你的人和你的将来。
If you're truly a Christian,
如果你真正的基督徒
，If Christ is truly your Lord,
如果在你心里面主真是你的主
，Then all you have, own, think, believe, and desire will be released to Him.
对，如果这是这样的话。真的是这样的话，那你的所有、你的所属、你的所思、你的所想、你的所念、你的所愿，都应该释放，全都归给神。
So in a way, it's a major trade.
就是从某种意义上是一个大的交换，是一个意义重大的交换过程。
Trading the possessions of this world for the hope and salvation of the kingdom of the next world.
这是一种用今生所有的来换取救赎，换取在神国里面的永生。
It's not quite like having a membership at Costco's, is it?
那跟这个 Costco 的 member 有点不一样，是吧？
We're not accumulating points.
这个那个不积点，不积分在神在教会里面。
You don't earn your way to heaven.
你不会像那积点积分的一样，你会进入天国。
But it costs you everything you have.
但是是把你的所有的一切，你会作为代价付出。
Let's look at First Peter.
我看一下那个彼得前书。这个四章，大家跟我一起念一下，可以开始啊！万恶的阴间进入，若有小报，万恶的神。原来荣耀全能都是他知道永远永远。
Peter calls us to love deeply, to serve others, and to praise God.
彼得号召我们，呼召我们去深深爱人，去赞美。
No complaining.
无怨。
No debate.
无争。
No resistance.
无阻。
Nothing but glory given to the God in heaven.
没有别的，只是把荣耀归于真神。
According to Peter, membership is an ongoing process. This is one of the reasons I believe the scriptures teaches us to understand and live the greatest commandment ever.
So this is one of the reasons I believe the scriptures teach us to understand and live the greatest commandment ever.
To love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second one is like it, to love your neighbors as yourself.
有大家都知道使命很熟悉，大使命说全心全意全力全人的去爱你的主。紧接着后面还有一个就是爱人如己。
And remember, I've said this before. The will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
大家记得，我曾经那个几次讲到都提到这个。就主的旨意不多，也不少，也无他，就是主。
Let's look at Hebrews 10.
让我们再看一段经文，这段经文蛮长，大家一起朗读一下。是希伯来书十章，从十九开始啊，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血。这幔就是他的身体，因为大是领他的。也要坚守承认的责任，是吧？还有最后一句，大家记住一下：你们不要停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的，倒要彼此鼓励，既然知道。
The letter to Hebrews teaches us quite a bit
这封书信教导我们很多的东西
about what it means to be a member of God's church.
关于等于作为一个教会的成员会员，它意味着什么？
We're to show love.
去彰显我们的爱。
And do good works.
做义事。
And gather together regularly.
而且是要定期经常的聚会。
Listen to this verse again.
再看一下二十四、二十五，能够迈尔那么翻一下二十四。
And let us consider how we spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some, ooh, this is convicting, are in the habit of doing, but receive to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone speaks, they should speak as one who says the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that only God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ, his Son. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Says
to encourage one another. And this is action-oriented. Stand and encourage someone this morning. Come on, I want to say Chinzo again. Everyone stand. And I want you to say something encouraging to a brother and sister. Jeff?
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Thank you.
Chinzo. Yes. In short, what does all this mean? It means being in fellowship with one another. Some people might call that church. Some people might call it a fellowship. Some people might call it a Bible study. I prefer to call it obedience. A blessing of obedience. Through only God's grace. Based on these scriptures, I believe we can say that going to church regularly is a requirement of being a member of God's church. God tells us not to forsake the assembly. Don't fall into that habit. Do not neglect the group or the gathering. Why? Because he doesn't want us to try it alone. God knows that the flesh is weak and that the world has the power to pull us away from him. It's an old Southern Baptist cliche saying that says, die to self daily. There's strength in numbers. There's strength in his body the strength in his church.
所以做一个总体，这样子才有能力。
And as 1 Corinthians and Romans said, we are many parts.
所以刚才我们读的经文的时候，我们是教会的每一部分，每一个成员，大家都是其中的一部分。
Now, some of you might have read Rick Warren's book, A Purpose-Driven Life.
大家有没有人读过那个 Rick Warren 他写的一个就是有标杆教会，我们都知道有标杆人生，这是标杆教会里面的一本好书。
But his first book was A Purpose-Driven Church.
这一本书刚才谈过是那个标杆人生标杆教会。
And in that book, he shot down the notion that membership isn't as important as long as people attend the church.
See,
attending is done so that you may do the actions of what attending is supposed to be.
所以大家在这里面就是来教会参加祷告，但是没有会员的话，这里面不一样，这里面有些东西不大合适。
I think Rick Warren says it a little clearer. The difference between an attender and a member is the difference between living together and getting married.
这里面他说的，他一针见血的说，他说的，如果你要是个经常来，但是没有参加教会的那个会员的话，和经常来是参加教会会员的话，你这个个人对这个教会之间的关系。这里面的区别，这两种人之间的区别，是同居和结婚之间的区别。
A lot of people want to date the church, but they don't want to marry the church.
很多人都想跟教会那个在一起约会，在一起那个过那个，但是不愿意跟教会在一起结婚，不愿意进入圣殿神圣。
This is a spiritual adultery.
这是一个道德上很灵里面很不道德的。
Billy Sunday, famous pastor who led Billy Graham to the Lord, said, going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile.
He said, this is Billy Graham who led him to become a pastor. He said, you often go to the garage, go to the car shop,把你变成一个汽车或者车辆，没有什么其他区别。
Coming here is the first step.
但是进入这个教会是第一步，是这个开始。
Being here is the second.
对，在这里留下，这是第二步。
Living a life through here is the third.
就是在这个教会里成长生活，这是第三步。
Radical membership.
就是基要真正的基要会员的意义。
Radical membership is an act of commitment.
这是一个带有一个全力委身投入的一个行为。
Not a conformity.
不是一个例行公事。
It's about belonging to God's family.
是关于是否进入神的一家，成为神的一员的一个非常严肃的问题。
It's about being a contributor to God's work, not just a consumer.
这是关于一个是不是到了一个神的一家里面来一起担当支撑供奉这个家庭，还是你要做一个外面来到这里面做一个消费者，这是一个很严肃很令人深思的问题。
Our Sunday school teachers are an incredible example.
刚才我看到就是这个小孩子主日学这些主日学的这些老师，他们是一个非常好的见证，大家都亲眼看到。
Angela and the gang back there brought these kids forwardThey sang for us. They worked hard. What a great service to the Lord.
大家看到张乐，你不要走。那个带着小孩，这么天真的孩子，还有张乐，还有那个背景，还有其他的一些三年级老师，带到这前面，带这么可爱的孩子，给我们做了这样的 service。这是一个教会成员，作为家的一员做的事情，不是那些没有成员到这来只是观看的。
Rick Warren said, if you're going to build a healthy, mature church, you're going to have to understand the meaning of a radical membership.
也是如此说，如果你要想建立一个健康成熟的教会，你必须知道作为一个基要教会成员，他所赋予的真正深刻的意义。
Let's look at Colossians, chapter 3.
我给大家读一下这个地方，大家记住，就在一切之外，要存着的爱心，爱心是连接全能的、全德的。第二，叫耶稣的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召，归为义，只要存感激的心，当用各样的智慧，把耶稣、把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
第
五十章赞叹道。
Give Christ room.
给上帝一点点空间。
Let him rule your will.
让他在这空间里面能够操作你的心思意念。
Let him dwell freely.
让他在 你里面自由自在的。
Let him teach you.
让他能够教导你。
Enrich your spirit through his spirit.
能够用他的灵来丰满你的灵、你的魂。
Accept His grace.
接受他所给的恩典。
We, as the Church of Christ, the body of Christ, the followers of Christ, are to love one another.
作为教会的，作为耶稣教会，作为耶稣的身体，还有我们作为耶稣的追随者，我们要互相爱，要存温柔的心对彼此。
Gently warn one another about troubles.
我们在互勉的过程中，要存那种温柔和体谅的心。
The troubles each and every one of us might be flirting with or tempted by.
这些我们在仕途里面经常遇到的这些试炼、这些诱惑。
And by doing this, we sing praises to God.
在行这些事情的时候，我们会歌唱赞美，一边歌唱一边赞美，一边崇拜神。
What's that sound like to you?
如果我们真是一边歌唱一边赞美一边崇拜神，你这个听起来像什么
？Church，
是不是教会
？Sunday morning worship，
是不是像今天早晨这样的礼拜天的崇拜
？Today is the first day of the week， and we gather together， true Christians， gathering together， not forsaking the assembly， to celebrate the infinite God of the universe and the great Creator。Not only of this world, but of ourselves.
就作为一周之首这个一个星期的开始，今天我们凑聚在一起，作为一个真正的基督徒，我们一起赞美、歌唱那永恒的神，伟大的造物主。我们到这来不是为聚会而聚会，而是为庆祝 celebrate 他的爱而欢欣而雀跃。
Let's listen to and read Ephesians 4.
我们今天还有很多的经文要读，就是下面是以弗所书15-16章，我来读一下。唯有用爱心和诚实话，凡事长进，连于原主基督，全身都高他的联合德合神，百节各按其职，按照个体的功能彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，把爱人建立自己。
You see, membership in Christ's church requires work and understanding.
你可以在我们刚才讲过这些这些过程里面可以看到教会会员的身份，它先决条件包括很多个事情，一个是事工，一个学习，一个要有正确的理解。
I love what the famous theologian Karl Barth said.
我很喜欢一个著名的神学家叫Karl Barth， 他所说的。
He said, "In the Church of Jesus Christ, there can be no non-theologians."
就在一个双重否定这个句式英里面。但是我的简单的翻译就是说，在一个教会里，应该每个人都是个某种程度上一个神学家。
This means everyone learns scripture.
也就是说，每个人都要。
And everyone chases after the truth like the tides of the shore of the seas pull in.
这个就是每个人学圣经，这个要带着热情，带着对真理的执着的追求，就像大海的潮汐、惊涛拍岸那样的执着、坚定、充满自信。
Membership requires obedience.
会员需要就全身的委托和相符和服从。
Not only to Christ, but also to the leadership God has appointed.
不光是关于基督服从，而且要服从我们所选出来的教会的领袖。
It requires knowing the scriptures.
而且要知道，我们要明白圣经。
And following the teachings of Jesus Christ.
跟着上帝所做的教导。
Meeting regularly with other believers.
定期经常聚会和其他的会员。
Knowing how to serve others.
也学习怎样知道彼此是否。
Wanting to serve others.
愿意为其他人服务。
Loving unconditionally your brothers and sisters.
以无条件的爱对待弟兄姐妹。
Loving those who are unlovable.
爱那些不可爱的人。
Building up those who are hurting.
然后建造那些受伤的人。
Helping others grow.
帮助其他人成长。
And growing from the help of others.
要在帮助其他人成长的帮助中帮助自己成长。
Being available for wherever, whatever, and whenever God wants you to serve.
随时随地准备响应上帝的召唤。
It's summed up so easily in the greatest commandment.
所以说这个听起来容易还是不容易。
Love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
又回到了就是大使命，大使命说爱主。全心全力全神全意的爱你的主，而且爱人如己。
I'm tell you a story.
我给你讲故事，请放轻松一点。
One day, a pastor of a church walked into the sanctuary and saw two women discussing something rather intensely.
有一天，一个牧师进入这个来到教会，看到那个礼拜堂里面有两个姐妹在激烈的在讨论争吵。
He felt that an argument might be brewing.So he better step in and try to help settle the matter before it got out of hand.
他看见这个吵越吵越凶，所以说啊，我最好是赶紧介入进去调停一下。
As he approached, he noticed one of them had their fist tightly clenched around a curled up and rolled up softback Bible.
所以说，他看到走近越来越近，他就像一个姐妹，他手里面的那个软皮的那种圣经，我们好多那软皮圣经。
It appeared. Oops,
sorry. 哎呀妈，你死了！啊，那他的手里面，我拳头紧握，那个圣经在他手里卷成一团，已经像，就举个例子，像这样一样。
Yeah, it appeared as if she was going to like use it as a club, or you know, kind of like the way a professional baseball player is given the signal to swing away.
就像那个职业棒球运动员一样的，等待就是要挥出一击。
As delicately as he could.He approached and started listening carefully for clues that might help him to quickly assess the situation and defuse this potential bomb.
就这个牧师呢，那个很小心，很有理智，就是问了很多事情啊，就知道为什么吵，把这个就是这个要爆炸的炸弹把它拆除。
Well, what were they discussing?
你知道他们在这两个姐妹在争吵什么，在讨论什么？
Well, to his surprise, it still appeared as if they were in a heated argument. However, it was about who was going to do visitation to the shut-ins in their church that week.
那这个牧师很吃惊的是，就是他们在争吵的事情是谁来去到那个监狱里面探望那些犯人。
They seemed to be arguing.
他们虽然讨论这个事情，但是因为讨论的比较严肃，所以听起来好像在吵架一样。
Not the one way we might think.
Yeah, 在我们的日常生活里面不大常见这种现象。
About who's going to do it.
他们在车上说谁有这个谁应该去。
Instead, they were arguing about who was going to have the privilege of serving.
实际上他们吵的不是谁该去，实际上他们讨论的是谁有这个资格，谁有这个职分，应该去做这个事。
And each one of them wanted to follow and do what Christ told them to do.
每一个姐妹都想做神所要求她的，让她去做。
One woman actually said that she didn't feel if she didn't go that she would be letting God down.
所以其中一个姐妹是这样想，如果她要不去的话，她会让主耶稣很失望。
As he listened even more carefully, letting down his own prejudicial premise that they were fighting, he realized that they weren't even arguing at all.
所以说，当这个牧师慢慢地了解这个事情的时候，慢慢了解为什么这个事情产生的时候，他更欣喜地发现。
They weren't fighting.
他们不是在吵。
They were passionately negotiating how they could work together.
他们实际上在充满激情的、充满热情的，互相在说谁可以做得更多一点，可以共同一起侍奉，在一起工作。
Trying to figure out how they could do more.
然后这样的通过一起的施工，他们怎样才能做得更多，做得更好？
As he listened, he thought about how much time he spent with his other leaders discussing past church business.
他就在过去的这几周里面，他就想过去我这几周里面，我都做些什么？我都是跟那个教会里面这些领袖们讨论一些杂七杂八的事情。
Discussions about what color the carpet should be.
关于地毯的颜色。
Or how many flowers should be on the altar weekly.
几朵花应该放在这桌上。
or whether we should retile the floor.
是不是要换地板。
And all the other trivial matters he let invade his ministry.
所以说他让这些杂七杂八所有这些事情慢慢逐渐地取实了他所应该做的事工。
And then he heard the voice of Christ come out of one of the women.
所以他听到一个微声器是从神那里来的，是从那个姐妹那里他听到。What
should we do? There's not enough people to visit to keep us busy all week.
所以说他听到这个，他的这个通过的姐妹说，他说的这个我们真愿意做事情，但是这里没有很多的事情，让我们一周都是这样的忙忙碌碌忙的给主做事情。Wow.
是，哇，真是美好。 Is that our attitude about membership?
是我们在做每个人的这个会员里面，这是我们的态度吗？对我们这个我们已经做教会的成员，是我们的态度吗？
Do we see membership as a privilege or do we see it as a right?
我把这位成员当成一种职责，还是一个权利。Ooh,
I'm a Christian. I ought to be able to just automatically belong to this church.
I can't do the band.
You can't do the sarcasm.
他就是说，他说的，因为我当这个教会这个成员了，我是教会的一员，你这样很好，就是很自得其乐，很洋洋得意。
Do we have that attitude?
在座的可能没有吧，没有这种态度。
Do we look at the world outside of these doors as a place to serve?
我们能不能看到这个走出这个门外，这个外面的这世界，是我们应该是做神事工的合场。
A place where Jesus needs to be made famous?
应该在这个世界上走出门外，是应该把彰显神的荣耀不仅存在。
Do we have discussions, passionate discussions about how we're going to serve Him?
我们在这个过去的这个时间里面，有没有讨论怎样为他而那个充满热情的讨论，怎样彰显神的，以此为中心，我们有没有这样的激烈的讨论过，这样的有这样的激情？
Do we look beyond our own needs? Do we look to the needs of others?
我们有没有考虑超过我们自己的要求，看没看到其他的要求高于我们自己的需要？
Do we study the scriptures for growth in others?
我们有没有花时间去深研我们的圣经，去探索很多的问题，这样我们可以用我们所学到的东西去扶持带领他人。
And how this knowledge might further God's kingdom?
如何用这样的知识，我们所学到的去拓展神的国度？
My prayer this morning is this.
我们今天早上我的祷告是这样的。
May God teach us what it means to belong to Him.
让上帝明示我众，什么才是属于他，这意味着什么？
May He reveal to us His truth and ignite a passion that is unquenchable.
他把他的真理展现在我们的面前，让我们激起我们对真理执着灼热的火焰的热情。
May He show us His will. And may we live like there's no tomorrow.
让这火焰点燃照亮，永不坠熄。让我们每天把我们的每天当成生命的最后一天来侍奉。May
we seize every moment, every minute, every second, and proclaim it as time given to Him.
让我们停止每一分每一秒为我们自己，而且把这一每分每一秒反用于神。And
finally, may we give God the most precious gift He's given each and every one of us.
我们把上帝所给我们最宝贵的东西，把这个我们所得到最宝贵的东西反馈侍奉于神。
Time.
这个宝贵的东西就是时间。
Time is the great equalizer.
上帝在时间面前，每个人都是平等，没有什么骄傲，大家都一样。
How we choose to spend it sends a message to others.
但是如何使用我们的时间，真正的展示了我们心里面所想，我们的意所愿心在何处。
And a message to God.
而且对神的态度，对神的。Let
us not say, Lord, that we do not have time to serve you, or come to church, or be in fellowship, or study scriptures, because frankly, that is a lie.
我真是希望大家不要跟我讲， 就说是我没有时间去教会，我没有时间去学圣经，我没有时间去侍奉，真是不讲情面的时候，这就是自我撒谎，这就是在讲谎话。
It's not true.
怎么会呢？不会的。
We do have time.
我们会有时间。
Because, see, each and every person in this room has 168 hours in a week.
每人一周，大家算一下，168小时。
We are totally, unequivocally, equal in the category of time.
在世界上没有争议，大家都是相同的。这个是大家不要在这里有什么狡辩或者有什么找借口。
And if we're being honest with each other,
我们应该坦诚的对待自己，对待其他人。
When we don't give God time, we're not in His will. If you only gave God 10% of your week, you would give Him 16.8 hours.
如果你给他给神十分之一，那么就是16.8个小时。
God doesn't want your money.He wants you.
上帝不要你的钱，不要你的所有，你的那个 possession， 他需要你一个人。
And especially in our church，
尤其在我们这个教会，
time is extremely valuable.
是时间非常有价值。
Every waking moment， the people in our church anxiously chase things that take time.
在每分每秒，在这个教会里面，就是我们不得不承认，我们都在追求我们所需要的东西。
See, membership in the kingdom of God requires a commitment of this special, so so special possession.
成为这个教会的会员，对于你所拥有这个最重要的这个财富，也就是时间，这边有他的要求，神有他的要求。
Will you give God?This special gift.
你要不要给神把你最宝贵的给神？
Will you commit your time, your most precious possession, to Him?
你会不会把你最宝贵的东西给神？给你最认为最重要的。
Remember the will of God, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else.
我再次提醒你啊，牢记神的心思意念。神的意念不多不少也无常
Amen